dearest Christ, you are our light. Thank you for being there in the darkness. In your name we pray. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. Pat Dixon is with us
today. How's it going?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Never mind this Time Warner outage I'm having. We can't do the show live today.
It feels so weird.
It feels weird because I got to look at Pat Dixon in the face.
And that's the last thing you want to do.
I love looking we're going to be looking at the computer and the phones, buddy. Yeah, I can't really concentrate on you. Now he knows there's no tricks. He has a weird face.
You never really looked before.
I never paid attention. Hey, you do a lot of radio. I got this...
Wait, are you recording, by the way? Because, you know, when we do it live, everything goes buttons, buttons, buttons. You're good?
How do you mean?
We're recording.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I think I'm just...
You're weirded out.
Yeah, I'm bugged out. So I'm like, because we were saying before the show, hey, we're not going to play the theme song before because nobody's listening live. We'll just put it in later. And it's like, okay, if we're not pressing that button, did we not press this other button?
I see.
Button?
It's fucking weird because what if it did end up that we were just sitting here having a conversation for a fucking hour? Like,
what a waste
of
time.
Well, that sucks.
We'd hate it. Right. We were laughing and we learned and we'd hate it. What was the point? No, I was saying I got this list on March 9th, our book comes out. What Do We Do Now? It's called. Go to keithandthegirl.com/book. You see the audio video promos as well as a free chapter that we're proud of. We're proud of the whole book, of course. Again, it's coming out the 9th. We appreciate you pre-ordering it.
Based on, you know, we're pre-ordering it now, but we are giving you a chapter, an entire chapter. So if you guys like it and could review it on the places where you did pre-order it, like, hey, I read a chapter, this is great, you know, that would help boost our sales as well.
The key is, like Hemda said, if you like it, review it.
Right. Mm. No, it's very specific.
I don't need you to review it if it's not your thing.
Right.
Okay?
This, you know.
You know?
I'm not into relationships, so this book sucks.
Right. Don't review it. But on March 9th, the day it comes out, we're doing a little radio tour. We're calling into a bunch of radio stations, and I see this list in front of me. Mm. It goes from like 7-something in the morning till 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
For like 10 minutes, 10 minutes at a time. So after the intro, we're half done.
Yeah.
And in doing regular radio, what do I have to expect? I'm talking to a guy named Bulldog. Am I nervous?
Yeah. You're talking to Bulldog and Moondog and Doggy Style and, you know, Nutsack and Chi-Chi and all these fucking retards, man. It's going to be a nightmare.
Really?
Just expect a total nightmare. Just talking to people they don't want you on. They really don't. I mean, they'd rather just be funny with themselves and shit. Like, imagine a forced guest. Like, if somebody said, look, you guys have done whatever, you know, and you guys had them on.
I don't know. We would do the research behind it so we can have, this is so corny, so we can bring the best out of that guest so our show doesn't sink, you know? I mean, if, I don't know, I guess they don't care because it's their job either way.
But
and
they're
for
not,
us.
Then why have us on? They're not stuck with us. They're not making they don't make a deal with our book publishers to have us on.
Do you think it's the DJs making the choice? I don't think so. I think they have a talent booker who brings people on for whatever reason, you know, maybe interesting guests and stuff like that, people that they would like to see and that maybe a lot of people would like to hear.
Yeah, it's not like our show where we book the guests.
But the guests can't say, hey, I'm not into a relationship book person.
The hosts? Yeah. I don't think so.
No, I don't think they have any veto power, and I think that's part of the resentment, is that they're like, oh, I gotta, okay, now who is, you know, so you're kind of going in already, and just, I'm just saying be prepared for it. It might not happen. It might be great. You might get a really warm reception, but...
Should we, at the start of every interview, say, look, I know what's going on. Do you want to talk? Right? Just to set a clip, like, hey, do you even want me here? Because I can be in and out in a minute.
Do you jerk-offs want to have this on? I think would be the way to do it.
How do you jerk-offs want to play this? I have my own show. How do you jerk-offs want to play this? I'm down. Okay, did you already mention the book? That's good.
I always think it's best to open with the confrontational shit and get it out of the way.
Let them know we don't fuck around either. Nobody's fucking around tonight.
Yeah.
Well, how do you handle it? Because you do radio and...
I'm really selective, you know. I'm just really selective. I don't go on stations that, like, I don't approach them with my shit if I don't like them. But I mean, like, sometimes the club will have you. Like, there was one guy in Green Bay named Murphy, right? And him and his sports guy just fucking, every time I go in, they just, like, I tell a joke or whatever. You're supposed to go on and do material. That's the idea, to promote your show and everything. Right. And so I'd do a joke, and the sports guy would just stare at me and go, like that. That's his response. Then so I look like a complete fucking loser.
And they want you to do that, to be clear.
They want you to. They want you to look like a fucking shithead.
And like a shithead and to do your stuff on your CD, that kind of stuff.
Huh. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, but that's what you're supposed to do. Is go in, do material, promote the show, say where it's going to be. But then, like,
yeah, I wonder why radio's dying.
Yeah, it's horrible sometimes, you know. And then there's other stations that are really, really good. They're like, I do some really cool ones. I do this 98 Rock in Kansas City, which is fucking awesome. The Johnny Dare show, and I do, you know, this Wags and Elliott show in Columbus. Are you guys doing that one?
I don't know. It's
just really, really good.
We've listed so far 22 stations in that one day, and then I think we're supposed to be getting more. And I think they're going to let us post it, which I think would make sense, because if we have fans in that town, why not have them boost their listenership for the moment, at least, right?
You would think, right. Yeah, but, so. I mean, their egos, you know, are like, what, you're going to boost our listener? Come on, give us a fucking break. We know what... You know, to them, they're the star. That's it.
Well, now you're making me want to post it.
I'm going in angry now.
No, but remember, we were kind of ready for this because we were thinking, you know, they put us through and then they ask us some silly question that's been an ongoing thing in their radio show. Every morning they ask the whoever's their guest that thing, and the guest has no idea, and then everybody laughs at them, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember your first big O?
Right.
Name five fish. Go. You know, that kind of shit.
Right.
Yeah.
And this example was, yeah, before we get started, Keith and the girl, do you bob or do you boop?
Like, do you bob or do you
boop? I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm not sure what that means. Just pick one. You bob or boop? I guess we bop, but I don't understand. These guys bop.
I knew they were boppers.
We got some boppers. Yeah, let's sell some boppers. I'm coming with my sound effects. Let's go, Morning Zoo. I'm having a ding off.
We should do the entire interview with just one of those, like a pre-recorded soundboard of us. We just press our own soundboard.
Hey, when's this book coming out? Oh, God!
Good. They love it. The best interview ever.
I'm a cop, you idiot!
Was that your Schwarzenegger?
That's the soundboard I got.
Okay.
Yeah. I went with the free one. Right, well, I'm a little excited. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just so weird. 10 minutes.
Yeah.
What's 10 minutes?
Yeah, we.
No,
we
10 minutes is a fucking eternity.
Is it?
An eternity to talk to those fucking guys.
All right.
Oh, trust me.
We'll be exhausted.
10 minutes over, and yeah, by the end of the day, you'll be like, "Fuck this shit." You won't ever want to do it again. It'll be a nightmare. Wow. That'll be a nightmare day.
Okay, so now based on what you're saying, okay, mm-hmm. Keith is gonna come in guns blazing, and by the end of it, he's gonna be like, yeah, you can do it.
What do you mean?
You're gonna stop talking then.
Oh, yeah, Hend is the talker.
By the end of the day, you're gonna have it down so much, it'll be like a script.
Wow.
That's what I'm thinking. I saw Big Fan recently with Patton Oswalt, and he's a sports fanatic, and he calls into these radio shows, and he rates down everything, how we're gonna kick their ass this time, you know, the Mets and blah, blah, blah. And he acts like it's off the top of his head. Maybe that's just what we do. Just plow through it, and you hear sirens in the background, you just ignore them. You just keep going until the information's out.
That's pretty much it. Keep saying the name of your book.
Right.
All that stuff.
But I wonder, what would make somebody buy my book based on this silly 10-minute interview where I have to keep plugging my book and nobody gives a fuck? Do you know what I mean? Like, at least here, our audience cares that we succeed, so they're pre-ordering it, you know?
Well, guess
maybe if you mention Goodbye Forever, Fatty,
your CD.
That's true.
Maybe it'll help.
Throw it out there.
Hey, I want to mention this because I'm very proud of me. Remember we were talking about Latisse. It's a prescription that you put on your eyelids.
Eyelashes?
Eyelashes, eyelids, and your it's to make your eyelashes grow. Mm. And we're like, that's a drug. That's a top priority we need. And I thought, you know, there's no way somebody's studied how to make your eyelashes grow, and that's what they're putting out for. I guarantee it's a side effect to something else, the way, and I brought up Viagra was. Viagra wasn't made for your dick. It was made for something else, I think for your heart, but something else. And people were taking it, and they said, well, no, this isn't helping anything, but we all have huge boners. Uh-huh. And they go, it's for boners, I mean. And now it's for boners. Now, how that's legal, I don't know, but now it's for boners. It really should be what you were planning for, or you got to start it. They go in, they scrap all your material, and you have to start over. You don't get to just, it's for whatever it is. It seems weird. And I said, I bet you this Latisse was for something else, and a side effect was your eyelashes grow. Well, it turns out I was exactly right. Funny Girl 1979 wrote, I used to work for an online pharmacy. It was originally known as Lumigan. It was used for glaucoma, One of the side effects they noticed, patients had more longer lashes and their eye color got lighter. It's named Latisse and launched as a numerical in lash growth and sexy eyes. Do you want to look? It's an accident.
And there's your proof from Funny Girl 79.
She knows.
See, but I thought it's perfectly normal for our society at this time to actually study, let's make eyelashes grow, because people are just becoming more and more
vain. It just seemed too specific for me. I forget what one it is, but one of the pills came out, you know, for birth control, and they said, all right, you know, this is birth control. It takes care of your baby and everything, and you get clearer skin. I'm like, who are you fooling? That was an accident.
Uh-huh.
That's totally what we worked on. We worked on you not having a baby and your skin clearing up.
If you're looking for something to cause diarrhea, too, you know, it's like, there you go. Nausea.
Suicide.
Wow.
I mean, that's worth bigger
eyelashes.
Do you
have nausea? Do you want to? Chantix is the pharmaceutical companies are motherfuckers, man. You know, Chantix, have you ever seen the commercials for that quitting smoking thing?
I must have.
Drug. You're up all night all the fucking time. And that's when they show them. They don't show it except when you're really disoriented late at night. And the commercial comes on and the mother's like, you know, Benji told me I needed to quit smoking. And there's sad music playing right. And all that shit. And then a voice comes on and goes, starts talking about all the side effects, and it's the whole fucking commercial. It's 45 seconds of that shit, and he's going like, well, if you get suicidal thoughts, stop taking it. You may have suicidal thoughts, gestures, actions. This shit may kill you. And it's like really loud and slow. This shit will kill you.
I can't be clear.
You can get a rash. It could be fatal. I don't recommend you buy this shit under any circumstances. And how could this be effective advertising? I mean, I know they want to make money, but why not come out with something that's not fucking fatal?
Maybe it doesn't matter that you say that. You know, warning packs really could be a big skull and crossbones on the whole thing. You know, you don't care. Oh, my eyelashes get bigger though, right? That part, right? I think
I want to please Benji.
It was a quit smoking one. Henda was in the kitchen. I remember us being... I started laughing.
Yeah.
Like, this is not over. The warning signs, the usuals now. Uh-huh. The usuals. Dying, suicide, uh-huh. Wanting to murder, depression, killing your kids in an oven. And it just, it goes on right. And on. I'm like...
immediate death syndrome.
If you caught this halfway through, you'd think it was like a Saturday Night Live skit. It was insane.
That is exactly the commercial I'm talking about. It's the Chantix. It goes on so long, it's comical.
But they make it sound like it's... And they do it at night when you're delirious. I don't smoke and I wanted to take it. Didn't even matter. Like, this is good.
Wow, suicidal gestures?
Hmm. Oh, sure.
Maybe.
Sure. Thumbnail, talking about another drug. There's a medication that was originally for ulcers. And someone found out it contracts the uterus. So now it's used for abortions and for very pregnant women to induce labor. Oh, and ulcers.
Wow.
It's called Cytetic in Europe. When Keith said about the eyelash medicine, this is what I thought about. Yeah, a lot of these are just accidents. That shouldn't be the rule. You say what it's for, it has to work what it's for, or you start all over again.
Did you get the feeling they're just cooking shit up in a big vat and handing it out? See what it does.
Yeah, and they
it's
wait.
It's for, you know.
But then you start thinking, how many people signed up for the medical testing for this? You know, we know Newsy went for medical testing. They pay you so much money, you know.
When you were younger, wouldn't you have trusted that? Like, I'm sure they know what they're doing. You know, I mean, they're medical. They call it medical, so it's a doctor thing. And then I wouldn't trust that shit at all. No,
I trust the safety people on Fear Factor more.
It's a tight harness.
It is. That's right. I believe you. I guess people look into bull dick.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's got to be fine. Well, yesterday we had Danny LaBelle on the show with his co-host, Jermaine Fowler. And
I don't know that he's so much a co-host. I think they were just being polite.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I think he's on and off and possibly off, and they were just trying to save face, but I'm not
maybe,
sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What do you mean? He used to be the co-host?
I think they were trying him out, but I'm not sure that it worked out.
Mm.
And we had Jermaine Fowler booked on, but we had to cancel a show that Danny was
on.
Yeah. So I was like, hey, you know, why don't you come when Jermaine is on? And that's before I knew that anything was.
And that was formerly Maddie Goldberg, I think, was his host at one time, maybe guest host, who's very funny.
That sounds like a name he continues to say over and over again.
Well, a lot of people loved the show. Some people were sick of Danny. Here's some feedback. Let me say this first, by the way. And Henda has said over and over again how Danny really is like a 2-year-old.
He is. He's an entitled 2-year-old.
And
he thinks the whole world is his mommy.
Sure.
Although I don't think his mommy treated him like an entitled 2-year-old. So I don't know where the fuck it's coming from.
It doesn't matter sometimes. And the show's over and he mentioned somebody, hey, you guys would like this guy as a guest. And we go, okay, you know, if you want to send us an email, we'll look into it. Thank you. And how about I just give you the name now? It's like, that wouldn't be convenient if you can just send an email. It really would just be easier. And then, and this is after a whole 2 hours about talking about how entitled you are. And Hende goes, Danny, who would it be easier for? Me. It'd be easier for me.
Wow, what a good question. And then, what a fucking direct question right there.
You have to hear yesterday's
show. Who are you
show.
Thinking of right now, yeah. Danny? Yourself.
Well, you know what? Jermaine's quite a character, too, actually. At the end of the show, which really, and I don't want to make guests feel weird, like when the show's over, if we're talking, we're hanging out, but you know, these guys were really making themselves at home and I didn't know how to get them the fuck out of the house. So I'm cleaning up around them. I'm taking their really? Headphones and wrapping them up. You're like,
the way you guys completely go cold after the show is enough for me. Just not talking anymore. Okay, I guess it's time to go.
So Jermaine goes, hey, you guys got any pizza? And we're like, we had to hear you wrong. What?
No, I thought he was kidding, because, you know, we're all joke tellers.
Right. I'm like, what? And he goes, pizza. You had pizza for me last time. You got pizza today?
This is Jermaine?
Yeah. I'm like, get out. We got pizza today. I think we spoil him, right? I know Victor was here once. He's like, I didn't get any food today.
The thing is, you know, before people come, it is our house, so it's weird. You know, when you go to other talk shows, if the hosts are eating, they're just having lunch right before your set. That just happens to be. But because it's my house, and a lot of people that come through are friends. We're friends with Pat. We actually are friends with him. So it's like, if we're eating, I want to make sure that there's, you know, enough for other people to eat. Otherwise, I don't want
to
eat in your
face.
To
be clear, you also get out. You'll go out of your way to cook people food.
Yeah, I'll make sure that it's there. I don't know. I don't want to eat in front of people without offering it
to
them.
Well, now you spoiled people. And look, you got this guy. Where's the pizza? Now not only did you do a good thing and feed him pizza one time. Now all he remembers is you didn't have pizza for him. He right. actually hates you now.
You know what I should have said is, oh, I thought it was your turn, man.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you. You got pizza?
Right.
Does it look like we have pizza?
When he comes in, right. Yeah. Hey, Kyle, go get the hidden pizza.
Go get the hidden pizza.
He asked for it. Only if he asks, we're going to do it. Money's tight today. You know what? Next time he comes over, I'm going to go, no pizza?
We should.
Hey, buddy.
Well, you offered me a nice bowl of cereal today. And
That's what we were eating.
It was very nice.
You came on cereal day.
I came on cereal day.
Well, here's some comments about yesterday's show. SMNC saying, I guess having only started listening last October, I haven't heard enough of Danny to hate him, but I thought he was hilarious on this show.
He's very funny.
I think people think sometimes like we have to have people on.
No.
If these people weren't good guests, we wouldn't have him on. That doesn't make him a decent human being. I don't live with the guy. He just does the show. And
what a great distinction that you make there, too, because so many people are just like, we have him on. He's a friend of the show. That's it. He's a good guy. But you guys are like, no, he's a dick, but he's funny, so we have him on, and then we want him to leave and not ask for pizza.
Right. You know? Is that so crazy? Okay.
Yeah, and then talk shit about him when they leave, which is great.
But you know what? I said this whole thing to his face, and
of
he... I don't have to be fake with Danny LaBelle or anybody. What... Do I have to like you? Then make me like you. I mean, try a little bit. How does anybody like you? You're ridiculous.
How does anybody like you?
How? Do you understand that I pretty much like everybody?
Right.
And it is impossible. It's so... Wow.
And Henda can't lie. She just because she's so honest. You can read her a mile away. And it goes hand in hand where she believes... practically everything people say. She can't believe, why would people lie? Everything out of Danny's mouth, she's just like, this is bullshit. And it's offensive because I can tell.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, even I can tell that you are so fucking full of shit.
Well, what kind of lies did he tell?
Just why are you even lying about that kind of lies? You know?
Right, right.
It's just bizarre. It's like, something's wrong with your story. And he's like, well, this and this. I'm like, well... Then why are you saying it the other way? Nobody gives a... It's not even... He's like, well, it's not a good story the other way.
Well, why...
Are you telling me stories?
Well, if you're making...
Is it bedtime?
If you're making it up, involve a car crash through your window.
Right, a dragon.
Right.
Some shit. Turn invisible in the middle of it. Take a dump on the White House steps.
I want to hear a story.
Make it good.
Well, he was talking about how he would go see his neighbor and say, hey, I don't have internet, but I'll give you $15 to use your internet. And didn't understand.
A month, 15 bucks a month.
15 bucks a month, and didn't understand why the person would say no. And you know, I said, look, first of all, you know, never mind. They don't know what you're downloading that's going under their name.
Kitty porn.
Anything. It's never mind. It's going to take away from their... their internet speed. Never mind.
Never mind. You don't even know these people's name. You've never said hello to them. Who are you? You're sharing a bill.
They have to switch They have to switch their properties. They're sharing properties, or you can go into their computer. You know, with computers today.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to hack their computer. Why would I? Shut up.
Right. I don't. You know what?
It's an unreasonable request.
Is he part of the marathon?
Not yet. You know, I sent him out an email, and he said he'll get back to me. And there's some people that are still getting back to me, like Faceboy and RevGen, about exactly what time. And I'm going to send out an email to the people, you know, who I'm still waiting for. But Dan drives me so crazy.
Would you trust him in your house alone?
No.
No, I wouldn't either.
No.
He'd start looking at shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
He seems like one of those guys who would pick something up, rub it on his ass, and put it back. They're going to touch ass later. My ass.
So I go, dude, $15 wouldn't even cover internet in New York, your half. And the Spooky said, actually, Time Warner broadband internet is $29. He's not fibbing about that. And I'm like, let's say that's true, and I don't think it is.
No, it is it's their offer right now. That's A.
Okay.
That means you have to be a new Time customer, so we can't get it. We can't call up and be like, hey, you have this thing going on, because they're trying to get new people. Also, when you talk about cell phones and Time Warner bills and things like that.
But if I'm a new customer, that's what I would pay, neighbor.
Right.
So what do you want? You want me to pay more?
And so, and on top of that, that's their price, but that doesn't include any taxes and fees and things like that. Like, when your cell phone bill is $59.99, it's actually about $75.
I think I just mixed exactly with certainly. Like, certainly.
I don't really want to go to the grocery store. Can I just pay you $50 a week and come and eat in your kitchen?
You know what? He's the guy that you're at a restaurant, and he eats all your appetizers, and then he goes, hey, here's $2 for my Coke. I'm like, first of all, you know what? Doesn't even forget the whole fucking thing. A Coke's got more than $2. Oh, well, what is it? What do I owe you? Get the fuck out. Yeah. Nothing. You win again.
And here's the genius of Danny LaBelle, because if he came in and was a completely nice guy and you liked him, we wouldn't have talked about him for the last 10 fucking minutes. It's more fun to talk about people that you fucking don't like that much.
That is true. So Rich B.
He just got me. You're right.
It's Rich B's first. I did them a favor. I gave him good rating.
They should be thanking me.
Rich B's first post.
Good story.
Holy shit. Caught most of the live show and can't wait to hear the rest. Kinda ripping Danny to shreds was cracking me up. Can't wait for next time. Marathon, maybe? I'll listen to 6 hours of that easy.
Wow.
Rary nice. First post. Curling isn't a sport, first off. Secondly, Danny was obnoxious. V Technician. The poll, in my opinion, should have been, does Danny understand a world in which his mouth doesn't run constantly? A, no. B, no. Or how annoying is Danny, in your opinion? A, just a wee bit. B, shut up, die. Or when a person talks to Danny, how long does it take to before said person contemplates suicide? A, the moment his mouth opens. B, 30 seconds in.
See, but here's what I think. I think most people don't rip him apart. I think most people just go, what's wrong with me when I'm talking to this guy? I think people internalize it. I think he feeds off of it. I think anytime I called him out on it, he became a, oh my God, come to you, and that's a tactic that women use. Fuck you, you little girl.
Wow.
Whoa.
There you go.
Raging Indy says, I thought this show was great. I think the chemistry worked well with Danny and Jermaine. Hemda was totally on the attack the whole time and thought it interrupted the flow a bit at times.
I didn't start there, though.
It, you know what?
It's just everything out of his mouth.
Maybe we need less Hemda, more Danny.
Well, maybe if you come 40... Maybe if you come 45 minutes late and you go, what's the big deal? you know you're already in it, let's say, with Hemda.
Yeah, you can't just be like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm late.
Yeah, right? and I told him that, and he's like, I gotta be humble? I was like, you know, when I'm late, you know, I give you shit for being late, but I'm late myself in life. I fuck up. I fuck up the schedule sometimes, you know. I don't know what I'm doing either, you know, but when I am late, when I do fuck up, I'm humble and apologetic about it. He goes, humble and apologetic. Yes, humble is a word.
I don't want to point this out, but Danny LaBelle, Jew.
I noticed that. There is something, there is calling someone out on bullshit, and then there's just arguing for the sake of it. But it was still great and entertaining, and I hope to have them both on again soon.
What a mixed message. I can't really tell.
I could not disagree more. This person says, I found both Danny and Jermaine to be fucking hilarious on this show, and I didn't find Danny annoying at all. I don't know what you're smoking. The guy's name who wrote this, too high to know.
I don't know what you're smoking, but I'm smoking a lot of weed.
Again, I want to say, Danny LaBelle and Jermaine Fowler, good guests. Mm-hmm. They're hilarious, and they were good together as well. Really funny. Mm.
Mariar says, oh, fuck, Danny versus Hemda was brilliant. Humble narrator, bad news, 2 stupid inches of snow made my commute 40 minutes longer today. Good news, the show made me laughing to the point of tears and reholstering my bazooka. Thank God I had extra time to listen to the whole show. Hooray for crazy-ass Danny LaBelle episodes. Hemda, you fucking rocked the house and kicked some ass. Kaya Pan saying, my first reaction hearing Danny was going to be a guest was, holy balls, why? I listened anyway. My opinion hasn't changed. I just want to say that. The Pink Superhero? I would have to agree. There's only so much I can take of the really clueless guests. Hammering nails in the hallway at 1 a.m., sleeping with the crack whore upstairs, wondering why the neighbors won't allow him to pay cash for the internet. Come on, there's dumb, and then there's dumb. All right?
Okay.
And a Grappist saying, Danny's a crackhead. Those things they smoked weren't marijuana, or if they were, they weren't just marijuana. He's on crack. The lady upstairs, also a crackhead. Anyone who can't understand that no one wants to risk being the name on the account that may be used to download child porn, illegal movies, whatever, is fucking retarded. The passwords for the Mac and PC for the internet would have been the same, you retard. Hemda, Keith, change your locks. Crackheads ultimately end up stealing from people they know. I'm not kidding you here. He just gives off that vibe.
Wow.
He doesn't look like he's on crack to
no,
me.
No, he doesn't.
He's healthy.
Right.
He's a healthy gentleman, you're saying.
I like when he was like, you know, I'm obese, and Jermaine looks over and he goes, you're not obese. And I go, yeah, he is. What constitutes obese?
Maybe that's
obese.
Why he hangs around with Jermaine, obviously. Right. Tell him he's not obese.
Or maybe it was a put down. Like, yeah, you wish you were obese. You know what I mean?
You're like double obese.
Double XO. Wells. Good guy, though. Seriously,
yeah,
good
Danny,
guy.
He is a good guy.
Well, we ended up saying...
One of my favorite guys.
He said, hey, I figured out why everybody, you say everybody hates me. And it's because of Pat Dixon. Where could that come from?
No idea.
And then Jermaine says, yeah, everybody does hate you. So I go, did Jermaine get the Pat Dixon flyer of hate? Like, if everybody agrees with this opinion that you heard on the Keith and the Girl show, then it comes from something, not just one man. But
how do I spread a rumor that everybody hates you? You know what I mean? That everybody just jumps on. Yeah, we hate him.
You convinced everybody.
God, listen to Pat Dixon. He knows what we hate. Nobody listens to me.
Yesterday, it is
what
silly.
A weird
and
thing
the
to say.
Flaw in that is Pat Dixon hates everything. So
right.
So sure, you fall under that category. But
you're a thing.
Were you ever on his show? And these shows, you know, they try to bamboozle you or something like that. Did that ever happen? And that's why he's thinking like, oh, you might be mad at him because
I never did the show.
Oh, okay. Well, there
I never
you go.
Did his show.
Well,
I'm sure it's a great show. I mean, it's been on a while. Everybody does it. I mean, like he gets lots of names, and it sounds funny.
Okay.
All right.
There you have it. No idea. We solved nothing. I do hate him though.
so thanks for the memo, Pat.
Sure.
Yesterday we also talked about the street vendor. A guy had his cart. He was selling nuts, you know, in New York streets, and he had to go to the bathroom, so he left his cart for over half an hour, supposedly,
or at least, you know, just unattended while he went to the bathroom.
Right. He's saying 15 minutes. He comes back. They took away his sticker license, so now he's not allowed to sell nuts anymore.
But then it turns out it's just for 7 days or so.
He can reapply. That takes 10 days, and it might take a month to get up and
running.
That's
a lot of fucking lost nut time, you know?
And of course...
And I don't know about you, but I won't buy nuts from an unlicensed vendor.
I asked to see your license.
Yeah, first off.
And your driver's license.
Sure, they
match.
Smell good.
Let's see your driver's
license. Let's see a little, you know...
Yeah. I want to match up the two, Islam. Uh-huh. You know?
Some kind of goddamn terrorist nut salesman.
I'm like, all right, let's see. Your driver's license has 2 zeros in it. Let's see your sticker. Mm-hmm.
They come to this country. They open a little nut business.
Mm-hmm. Now they want to pee whenever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
What's next?
So, of course, you can't leave the cart behind. Somebody could do something to the food. And then people are saying, well, if someone's going to do something to the food, why wouldn't they really go to a grocery store and contaminate that or something in large bulk? Because people don't think. They just see something and they decide to be a dickhead. I'm going to spit in the nuts, ha-ha, and that's it. They don't care about poisoning people. They're just being assholes.
It's not a checklist that they're making in the morning. Like, okay, today I got to find a nut vendor.
Right.
Who the fuck steals a nut license? Anyway, like, it's a little sticker?
Who? Oh, no, the government took it away. The police.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because yeah.
There's like an inspector who came along.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to leave your cart.
Of course. Now I see.
Well,
so people were arguing he shouldn't have gotten his license taken away.
Of course he should.
There we go.
He should. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, here was the poll.
I can't believe they actually caught it. I mean, New York City, right. There's 5 trillion things going on. Somebody right. goes to take a piss for 30 minutes and gets his nut license revoked.
There's always time. You just walk by, you see a car, done. Sticker removed, go on your way. It doesn't take any time.
It makes me believe in government again.
Well, so we asked. The man had his street vendor license taken away for abandoning his food cart. Your choices are good, him breaking safety regulations wasn't justified, or no good. First, it's just street meat. That's what LaBelle and Fowler were saying. Like, hey, if you eat from there, you expect anything. I'm like, well, why can't we up the ante a little bit? Why can't we have nice carts? Well, first, it's just street meat. And second, he needed a bathroom badly. 56% saying, yes, it was justified.
That's so even, though.
So it's pretty easy. 43% saying, hey, it's just street meat. Who gives a shit? Don't eat it. You shouldn't eat it anyway. Well, then, you know what? You shouldn't eat McDonald's anyway. Why do you have safety regulations there?
Right.
You know, that crap.
Right.
Same thing. Well, anyway, now all the vendors are protesting, and this should get the government to say, okay. Here's one sign I'm looking at. Hey, health department, piss off, because the guy took a piss. We need to pee just like everyone else. Give vendors a break. Street vendors were fighting for the rights to potty yesterday.
How about they come up with a solution, not just a, we need to pee?
Do you
know what I mean? How about there's one guy who just, like, you know, taps people out? You know what I mean? Maybe there could be a government-issued guy who taps people out. I don't fucking know. How about coming up with a solution? You can't just go, well, I need to pee.
Right.
That's my argument.
I mean, I work 45 minutes to an hour a night. I don't leave the stage.
Yeah, right. I gotta take it. If you did, somebody would take your place. You
I would lose my comedian license. I'd probably be kicked out of the union.
You know what you do? Like old businesses do. You hire somebody else. You expand. You go, hey, all the nuts you can eat. You
build a bathroom onto the fucking cart.
No, or you just got to watch
piss
my
in a jar.
Or you just got to watch my cart for 15 minutes. That's what you got to do. But I like Kunda's idea. One of these Hashim should go around and say, hey, I'm going to watch your cart for 15 minutes. And you just go around the city, and that's your job.
Yeah, that could actually be an entrepreneurial job for some, you know, 20-year-old going through college. Like, hey, buddy, you know, I'm going to make my rounds at 2 p.m., go to all the carts that he can possibly go to within that hour and say, you want relief? I'm going to be here around 2:10 to, you know, 2:15 for you. Like, I don't know.
Maybe adult diapers, you know?
Well, this guy's last name really is Islam, and the chances that someone would contaminate Islam's nuts, this says, while he's away, are highly unlikely, said the Urban Justice Center Street Vendor Project.
That can't be your argument.
It's very likely. It's very likely. As far as we know, there has never been a case of the vendor's food being contaminated while they've left to go to the toilet.
Why would you know?
As far as you know. I'm sure some bad person wanted to poison the people of New York City, oh, here's where I read it, there'd be easier ways to do it, like going to a salad bar. You don't think about it. You just decide to be an asshole. I brought this up. I brought it up a few times because it amazed me. We were in Canada, and I can't get over this still. I see this hot dog cart, and it's real meat. And you could just tell it's nice. There's not shit all over the sides. It's good. And there's condiments on the outside.
It's a little salad bar, sort of, you know, like a
relish, pickles, everything there that you do yourself. And I remember telling somebody from Canada, and I go, how can they have this here? What if somebody comes by and just to be an asshole starts throwing the condiments all over the place or spitting at them? Mm-hmm. And they go, well, why would someone do that? And I go, oh, yeah, right.
That's the way the Canadians are. It's almost like they're a different country or something. You know, they just have this whole fucking... They really have this attitude like, oh, nothing's going to hurt. They don't even lock their fucking doors in Canada.
Right.
But
it's
sounds
weird.
Like,
and they have more guns than we do.
Right.
So they have a bigger
Who
gun
Who watched a Michael Moore movie?
They do. Well, come on. You don't have to... Well, fucking, he's talking condiments and I'm making points about guns. So I saw it in a movie. Big fucking deal. I'm out of the conversation. Where's my pizza? Jesus. What a call out. Wow.
Yeah, you heard about her.
Jesus.
Wow, I didn't think it would affect you that
Wow.
Bad. I just wanted to bond with you because I saw the movie too.
Well, there was something vaguely condescending in the tone.
Yeah, I guess.
Vaguely.
Like what you're doing now?
I'm in a movie. How cute.
Oh, can't wait to talk about Pat on tomorrow's show.
I know. Why wait?
No, he learned the formula. Piss off the host today. They talk about you tomorrow. Right.
It's like you're on right. twice.
Keep those emails coming.
But yeah, of course, people in America, it's a different kind of people. We just go around and we ruin things. It's our nature. So
it's that melting pot shit is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, they didn't say that.
I voted against it, for the record. Sorry, now you know. Listen to this story, kind of sick. A young mother who falsely cried rape is being sent an innocent man to prison for nearly 4 years. Ugh. Will experience firsthand what he suffered. She'll spend 1 to 3 years behind bars for perjury, meaning she'll spend 1 year and then can be out for parole, and I'm sure she'll get it. So she put a guy in jail, in prison, 4 years. He was in there for 4 months, and then she ended up coming clean.
Wow. Wow. She just...
Probably because they figured something out, but wow. Yeah. I mean,
they didn't tell that part, how they found out
don't
or
they
what
do,
she said?
You don't do DNA now for rape? Like, they couldn't tell? But anyway, they couldn't, and they put this guy away.
Oh, my wow. God.
Well, maybe they actually had sex. And
no, you know,
no. No, they didn't have sex?
Not even. I wish her the best of luck, said the dude, but jail isn't easy. McCaffrey, this guy, William McCaffrey, is 33.
I don't know that, you know, this whole I wish somebody the best of luck thing after they fucked with your life, it's really just...
Well, maybe it was like this. Yeah, I wish her the best of luck.
Yeah, it was kind of a fuck you. Yeah. I heard it that way.
Okay.
McCaffrey, 33, of the Bronx, was locked up after Gonzalez... her name is Bjorni Gonzalez. After Gonzalez accused him of raping her at knife point on the Bronx Street back in 2005. It was a lie she repeated to doctors, cops, prosecutors, a grand jury, and the jury that convicted McCaffrey. That's a lot of people to lie to. Nobody saw that in your face. What happened in this case is one of the worst things that can possibly happen in our criminal justice system. McCaffrey said he has more sympathy for Gonzalez and hopes she doesn't go through what I went through, he says.
See, these are all well wishes.
I was an accused rapist in prison. Ugh. Rape is the worst crime possible.
Kitty rape is the worst.
All is clearly not forgiven. A person who would lie and paint somebody, he says, as a rapist is worse than a real rapist or a real murderer.
Well,
it's a weird thing to think about, but I don't know, maybe. He also blamed the arresting officers, the prosecution. I think you should get money. I break it down by month, but I say if you're wrongly accused, you get out of jail, you get $1 million for every year.
I think a lot of months
you could have been out there raping.
I think it's what? Possible that he
see
he
how
will.
This confuses you? He's it not is. A rapist.
Oh, but he didn't. Oh.
Yeah.
God, I'm so turned around.
You know what? And
he
you
probably
know
will get some kind of settlement.
Please. And
she destroyed his life. He can't do anything because he's still a convicted rapist. And you know what? I think women, when they date you, well, you still were in jail, and it does throw people. This woman came out and said, I absolutely did not do it. Jail for four years changes you.
4 months, in all fairness.
Oh, wait, I thought you said 4 years.
Put in for 4 years, he got out in 4 months.
Oh, only still. 4 years for rape?
Wait.
Wait, you raped
lock him back up. Lock that rapist up.
No, you're misunderstanding. He didn't rape.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, like you can't put that on a job. You can't say that
allegedly.
On a date. Right. No, I was released. I'm like, yeah, that's okay. How about I hire somebody or date somebody who doesn't have anything? Oh, I don't have anything. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay.
But, yeah.
He also blamed the arresting officers, the prosecution. Everyone wanted to believe this lie, he says. The judge says it's hard to imagine why anyone could have done this. Turned out Gonzalez robbed McCaffrey of 4 years of his life for the most trivial of reasons.
See, 4 years.
Am I reading this wrong?
Yeah, it's 4 years he was in jail.
He was locked up for 4 years.
I'm sorry, almost 4 years.
See, okay. Jesus. Yeah, 4 years changes your entire life.
Where did I get 4 months from?
Wow.
Yeah, so 4 years.
That's huge.
Oh, my God. I would not wish you the best of anything.
Thank you.
4 months, I would.
There's that voice again. I'm sorry, Pat.
I think we're learning a lot today.
Whoa. That is terrible. What a terrible thing to do to somebody.
She's been hanging out with a group of girlfriends when she accepted an invitation to get into his car. After she returned, her pals were furious that she ditched them, so she made up the rape story to gain their sympathy.
Wow.
So maybe they did have sex, and the DNA, and they did find DNA. It doesn't tell any of that story.
Then that could be.
Why were you out fucking that guy? He raped me.
Oh my
she
God.
Will be eligible for parole in a year.
You know what? Not only did she ruin this guy's life, but this is the reason why people also look at a girl crooked, like, are you sure he raped you? You know, I mean, there are people really being raped that you're now ruining it for.
Yeah, you ruin it for the rest of the rapees. with your fucking bullshit.
Gonzalez,
it's true.
Gonzalez,
I didn't even think about that, but that's a really good point.
Right, because you know? When you cry rape, nobody, you know, not nobody, but it's not a huge, overwhelming, like, oh, fuck, he raped you, and you're pointing and whatever. They go, you sure?
I have heard some pretty weird rape stories sometimes where a girl's like, yeah, I got raped, and then I'm like, wow, you know, and then they'll sort of, like, volunteer out, yeah, I brought this guy in, and I had in mind it was going to be this, and so I sucked his cock, and, you know, I fucking fucked around with him, and next thing you know, we're having sex, and I didn't really want to. It's like, well, I...
See, and it's hard for me to
even comment
on it.
It sounds at first like it's fucking somebody with a gun or a knife or something, you know?
Yeah, it's hard for me to comment on that because it's like, okay, I've let people into my house. That doesn't mean I want to have sex with them, and, you know, I have gone that back and forth. But, yeah, you're sending a guy's cock, like...
Gonzalez was taken away after making a tearful apology to McCaffrey, who was not in court. She also begged for mercy on behalf of her two sons, ages 3 months and 7 years.
Ugh.
Here's her statement. She said, I can honestly tell you that to this date, I have no idea how I got myself into this mess. Well, I do. After you told 14 people, you start realizing, whoa, this is getting out of control. You don't know how you got in the mess. Maybe that night and you go, ah, oh, I'm with my dumb girlfriends. I'm saying he raped me. That's why I left you. She was 22 at the time.
Oh.
She's 33 now.
Imagine
no, he's 33. Excuse me. She's 22 at the time, just a couple years older now.
Imagine all the people that gave her sympathy and everything. Yeah. And like, you know, she probably went to support groups and shit like that.
You know what? At some time during the trial, you realize, oh, my God, this man is going to go to jail. I continue doing it. Throw the case somehow, at least. You know? Don't come clean. Throw the case.
Don't have enough proof or what, you know, fake proof, whatever.
Yeah, but even still, that ruins his life.
She's
you know
picking
what I mean?
Him out of lineups. You know, she's doing all this.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, you don't even have to do it. Even if, like, you, I don't know. You didn't
benefit
want to tell your...
Like, there's
you
some kind of doubt. And not benefit of the doubt. If there's some kind of doubt, he doesn't go to jail. Create some kind of doubt.
Yeah, you didn't
want... Stammer.
Now, and here's another thing. Why is she only locked up for a year? Why not every bit? She should do every day that he did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Minimum, yes. I do, however, thank God for giving me the courage to face the truth after much searching and prayers. To Mr. McCaffrey, and she stutters. Now she can stutter.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know that I also will carry this guilt for the rest of my life, and words cannot describe how deeply sorry I am for causing this to you.
No, words can't, but money can. Fuck you.
Money can and apple pie daily. Oh, yeah, and sex, you whore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. She should have to fuck that guy
you know what's
for
funny?
The rest of her life anytime
rape
he
style.
Wants. Rapes.
You know how fucked up?
He should get the raper. That would be a great penalty.
He should.
You get one free one. Go.
And
any way you want, in the ass, in the mouth, every way you want.
And in front of a judge so things don't get out of control, that's fair. But I mean, let's think practical.
A judge in a video camera so nobody can dispute it ever.
Right. It should be legally monitored.
You know what's funny?
Conjugal rape.
Guys are so fucked up that if she comes to his house and offers sex, he'd take it.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Sure.
Your Honor, in the last year, I have found myself through God. There's a meaning to my life, something I would question many times before then.
You're an idiot, and you shouldn't have been able to have kids.
While I understand I must pay a price for the wrong I did, I would only ask the court to consider the fact that while I deserve to be punished, my family is blameless. Well, we're not putting them in jail. I recently gave birth to a wonderful baby boy, Daniel, who is 3 months old. My son Gabriel, who is 7 years old, is currently a first grader and needs me now more than ever
since
he suffers...
Throw your kids into the fucking mix.
Yeah, he needs... Listen to this. Needs me now more than ever because my 7-year-old suffers from ADD. School's boring. You know what? I don't get AD&D when I fuck Hemda. I'm all in. You know what gives me ADD? Math. What a coincidence. Science gives me ADD. Blowjobs don't.
You can focus.
Yeah. Somehow I have full attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. These movies don't give me ADD. But, you know, a lecture.
Video games. I can focus for hours.
Hours.
Let me tell you something. This is why if you're with somebody... And you can deal with them, and you don't have herpes, and they don't have herpes. Just fucking stay with them.
Right.
This is why.
That's why they call it settling down.
Settling. Because this shit is too crazy now. You get some girl in your car, next thing you know, you're in fucking prison for 4 years.
Did you read our relationship book already? This is chapter two.
Is that chapter two?
Very good, yeah.
Stick with what you got.
Stick with what you got. Because chances are you're going to fuck it up.
Right.
You know?
It's true. You'll find somebody worse.
Hey, you're about to win the game. Don't go for the daily double.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
My husband, Julio, who I married on November of 2008, has been very influential in helping discover family values and is here today and is here today will have to carry the burden of our family as a single parent. I bet you liked him. I bet he consoled you daily like you were a rapist. I bet he felt weird when a movie came on and rape was involved. Because of these reasons, I sincerely hope that you as a judge will consider some kind of a sentence that would allow me to stay with my family. Some kind of a sentence where I don't go to jail. Well, we thought about it. You're going to go to jail. Okay. That's fair.
That is fair.
Her lie blurted out as her girlfriends were slapping her around.
What?
Took on a life of its own. So when this happened, that's all they say about it. They're like, where were you? Slaps Mac like being raped. Jesus, stop slapping me around. We were waiting for hours. Slap.
They really said slapping her.
Slapping her around. I don't think it's a metaphor.
I don't buy that bullshit. Her friends were slapping her around.
She's making that up.
Yeah, yeah. About the slapping.
This crazy bitch.
Somebody's marrying this. Somebody married her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, after all this, somebody married her?
Yeah, they just had a baby together.
Well, in all fairness, maybe she probably lied to him.
Oh, right. He thought she was raped, yeah.
You're not going to be honest to him.
So now I wonder what he feels like. Well,
yeah.
Well, he has God, so.
And the kids. I got to stick with the kids.
Wow, what a drag.
Gonzalez could have pulled the plug on the prosecution at any time. But instead, she watched McCaffrey get sent up the river for a rape he never committed. Her lawyer said it is not defensible. No? He insisted that Gonzalez suffered horrible abandonment and sexual abuse as a young teen and has now had a spiritual awakening. Oh, abandonment. Yeah, me and Pat are going to start saying people raped us. Mm. She's not the same person as the one who has committed this crime at age 22. What was this, back in 2005? The lawyer said that at the first meeting, she told him, I don't care what happens to me. You have to get Mr. McCaffrey out of jail.
When the fuck did that become a defense? I'm not the same person I was when I killed that dude years ago. I've evolved, okay? I'm beyond that. Why are you fucking holding me responsible?
I'm totally different. Oh, well. Talking about radio, this an ESPN guy got suspended for calling a ESPN coworker saying she dresses ugly on actual ESPN. ESPN would should blah 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 some stupid pun for the third time in recent. It doesn't even matter. Who gives a shit? It's not on the third paragraph when you read the news. For the third time in recent months, ESPN has suspended an on-air personality. This time, Tony Kornheiser, for what it labeled as a spectacularly sexist stunt. The sports network benched Kornheiser for 2 weeks starting Monday for making ultra catty comments on his radio show about the wardrobe choices of fellow ESPN employee Hannah Storm. She co-anchors SportsCenter. Hannah Storm is a horrifying... This is him saying this on his radio show. Hannah Storm is a horrifying, horrifying outfit today. He's 62 years old. He does a show called Pardon the Interruption. And he said she's got a red go-go boots and a Catholic school plaid skirt. Way too short for somebody in her 40s or maybe early 50s by now.
Oh, that's great. Wow, what a great thing to say. I can't believe he's suspended for that.
She's got on her typically very, very tight shirt. She looks like she has a sausage casing wrapping around her upper body. I know she's very good, but I'm not supposed to be critical of ESPN people, so I won't. So was that a dig, I guess, at her talent also? But Hannah Storm, come on now, stop. What are you doing? Then referring to the teenage protagonist of J.D. Salinger's Catcher in the Rye, Kornheiser added, she's what I would call a Holden Caulfield fantasy at this point. Apparently aware that his crude cracks weren't a smart career move, the next day he apologized. Well, he got some letters. I apologize unequivocally, he said.
God.
I was wrong.
So disappointing.
I'm a sarcastic, subversive guy. I'm a troll. Look at me. I have no right to insult what anybody looks like or what anybody wears. That, I think, should go without saying. But the mea culpa wasn't enough to starve off punishment, and he got suspended for 2 weeks. The ESPN vice president said that his comments are inappropriate, hurtful. Personal comments such as these are not acceptable and has significant consequences.
Well, here's the thing.
And he's right. You're talking about the same team and your shit, you know. You got to watch what you say.
But is there rapport? Like, I make fun of what you wear, you make fun of what I wear. Is there rapport like that? You know.
Obviously not.
We listen to Howard Stern. He, you know, shits on his interns and shits on the people who work with him and, you know, calls them out on a lot of their shit. Is that your rapport? If not, then you know better.
And you know.
If you're just straight up, you know, ESPN News or whatever the fuck you do. You know better.
You know better. And you're saying, you know, does Howard Stern have the same rapport? It's the Howard Stern show. These are ESPN shows. This isn't the, you know, the Tony Kornheiser show and this girl's on his show.
Take your top off.
Yeah, you right. You just you have to. You're supposed to promote each other, if anything.
Yeah.
Not make fun of your own brand.
But sometimes they do, you know. But this it doesn't sound like it.
It shouldn't be a surprise.
Well, I think they shoot it back and forth. I think if it was a dude, and if he was like, "God, did you check out his fucking leisure suit he had on," or some shit like that. If he was making fun of a guy, then it would be like, "Ah, fuck you too," and they'd go back and forth. But since it's a woman, you can't
do that.
That's
a bad
shit.
Thing. I don't think it matters if it's sexist.
Oh, I think it's totally sexist.
She's not into. Okay, I'm agreeing with you. I mean, it's a female, but that doesn't bother me.
Really?
Because you know she's not going after him. You
it
know?
Depends. Okay.
So long as she's making less money, that's all that matters.
But it is sexist. But a lot of things are sexist. You're going towards whatever is sensitive for that sex. Like if she.
Oh, I see. Right.
If she starts saying like, "Oh yeah, I bet he," you know, "I know for a fact he comes quick." You know, that's offensive to a guy. What's offensive to a girl is how she dresses. So it's all. You know what I mean? It's like we're going with what offends that person. You're not allowed to be offensive. Is the thing.
Right.
Not like that.
I saw his wife all around town last night. And he was in bed.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Back to you, Bob.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the Olympics. All right. Should we talk about that guy that shoots blanks again, or are we done with the radio personality? Okay, anyways.
Yeah, the bald guy with the limp dick.
Yeah. Of course, you know what you're saying. I mentioned that Charlie Sheen, who of course took a knife during Thanksgiving to his wife.
She called 911, right?
Called 911. Well, she ended up going to rehab, we said the other day.
And they kind of took it back.
For crack? What do you mean took it back?
Or maybe we were taking it back for, she was on crack. Never mind the knife call.
Maybe who knows if, right? Who knows if, like, she was attacking him or something? Who knows? Although he does have a weird past. Never mind with just drugs. But, like, accidentally, however this happens, you know, he shot his girlfriend in the arm.
Fuck, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He has a whole history of...
He's got a little history of being all kinds of messed up.
Sheen.
Charlie Sheen, right. Mm. Well, anyway, he just put himself into rehab. So everybody's going to rehab. Troubled 2.5 Men star Charlie Sheen is in rehab and off his top-rated sitcom for a while. Sheen, whose wife, Brooke Mueller, is also in rehab. And the kids are in rehab with her, by the way. Entered an...
Two kids. There's like a kitty corner. Oh, my God. Imagine all your play dates.
The little fat kid from the show. He's going on. They're all going on.
And I hope the...
He's going to fat camp.
I wonder if the Wiley maid is on there. Saying little remarks.
John Cryer.
Entered as an
Wiley maid. That's very well put. Sorry.
Thank you. Brooke Mueller, who is also in rehab, entered an undisclosed facility, but we'll figure it out. As a preventive measure, said the publicist, he will take some time off his series Two and a Half Men. He has asked that his privacy be honored. Okay. No further statements are planned.
That sucks for the whole team working, you know.
Yeah, the show's, this definitely interrupts the show.
And we're going to have to wait for more episodes of 2.5 Men. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Yeah, like, mm-hmm. It hasn't already been long enough.
Do you know, he makes the most money out of any TV actor. This includes Kiefer Sutherland, anybody.
What?
The dudes from Lost. Sheen, 44, who earns over $800,000 per episode, is TV's highest paid actor.
At the time, but it's not the top ever. Because Seinfeld people used to get paid, and Friends used to get paid $1 million per episode.
Is that true?
That's what I think.
Well, he's the highest now. And I can't believe it. That's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
In this economy.
You would think it in this
wasn't
economy,
this
maybe.
This economy at the time. Maybe this is the highest paid in this economy.
So there you go. 11-month-old twin boys they have, and she's with the mom in rehab. It's Kelly Preston, by the way. Kelly Preston in 1990 that was shot in the arm. They were about to get married, his fiance. And then
he was making a joke, like your father's, you know, aiming a gun at me down the aisle or something. Look like this.
Hey, let's have a shotgun wedding.
Oopsie. I guess that won't happen. Did they get married anyway? No, they didn't.
Can you believe it? Didn't work out. No, she's.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if you're like, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
He wasn't aiming at my arm.
No, she's married to John Travolta now.
Men accidentally shoot their women all the time. All the time. He's probably cleaning it.
This wouldn't happen in Canada.
It would not.
No, you're killing me.
The death of me.
You're fucking killing me.
Secretary of Defense Robert Gates has notified Congress of plans to allow women to serve aboard submarines. So for those who haven't even been thinking about it, women have not been on submarines.
And for those who want to get raped.
You know what? I understand this is going to sound... It's one of those things that I know it's going to sound horrible. You know, you're just supposed to say, yeah, women should do things men do. I've been on a submarine. I don't know if women should be on it with men.
Next thing you know, somebody's insulting her outfit. They're going to have to take a couple of weeks off.
And where are you going to go? Swim home, honey.
Who's going to operate the periscope?
But is this like the thing that you were saying? Hey, it's street meat. You know, you can't expect street meat to be good. Hey, it's a bunch of men. You can't expect a bunch of men to be good. They need to behave in order for women to be on there. That being said, I wouldn't want to go on a submarine where there's mostly men and...
Right.
Well, there's military discipline. You know, I mean, it's a completely different deal. I mean, like, you know, you were in the Army for 10 years. You know what it's like when you're in a submarine. You were in a submarine.
I was in a submarine, the Army submarine.
But military discipline is so strict that I don't think it would be a problem. I think they would respect her, sure. They're military men. There's a lot of honor. There's a lot of...
It's so close. I'm not even saying rape, but I am saying inappropriate things. It is a submarine. When they dock... to a port that you're around, listener I'm talking to, take the time to, you're allowed to tour. Take the time. It's shocking how small these things are. It's amazing. You get an even deeper appreciation for the military, I think. But anyway, I'm picturing a guy walking through one of these little hallways with a woman. I mean, you're touching each other. There's dicks in her ass almost passing each other. These quarters are so tight. That's right. If you're not an officer and you have your own place, it's so crowded in there. And then never mind that chicks get their periods and that's going to call over the sharks and stuff. But I find it...
You don't want sharks eating your submarine.
No.
That's the worst.
I'm worrying about Russian subs.
You're going to run out of torpedoes there shooting down the sharks.
Oh, my God. Can I just say, I'm already picturing somebody typing a letter. You know, Keith.
I'm allowed to say that. I'm with him that she has periods. So I'm allowed to say Jew jokes and period jokes I can make.
Really? You're welcome, Keith.
That's why I have Hend as a co-host.
Wow.
So I have a free-for-all. Yeah. And I have a black girl do a gossip every week. So there's many. I can talk about anything. Mm. Yeah. Letters of intent were sent Monday to Congress, which has requested briefings on the matter, said the official, who asked not to be identified. There will be no vote on the matter in Congress. The change was recommended by the Chief of Naval Operations and the Secretary of the Navy in addition to Gates, the official said, adding that there was no opposition to the move among Navy leaders. I am kind of surprised. I totally understand, once again, but I am kind of surprised it took 2010 for women to be in submarines.
I didn't know they weren't allowed.
A phased approach is being considered under which officers who already have separate living quarters would be the first to go co-ed. That makes sense. They can report how it is. Followed by crews with the women bunking together, the official said. Crew space would have to be modified prior to that happening. The submarines expected to carry women initially would be the larger ones, nuclear-powered, missile-carrying submarines, known as SSBN and SSGN. Women joined the crews of the Navy's surface ships. You know, it's totally different. That's not a submarine in 93, but officials had previously cited limited privacy and the cost of reconfiguring the vessels in arguing against the joining subcrew. So, yeah, so they're going to change submarines altogether.
Wow.
Last September, Chief of Naval Operations Admiral described himself as very comfortable addressing integrating women into the submarine force. I'm curious how Navy people feel about that.
Are the submarines still going to be shaped like enormous penises?
No, they don't think that's fair.
No.
We're trying to explain to them why butterfly-looking submarines aren't smart and don't go fast.
No, there's going to be like a vagina submarine and a penis submarine. They'll just go into each other and then make little baby cohabitate.
Well, I don't know. I understand. I understand why this would be a sexist thing, for sure. It's real tight, no pun.
There's so many puns coming.
Oh, I can't help. Okay. Yeah. All right, here we go.
You did say dick in the ass a minute ago. So.
I'm trying to class it up. I'm getting ready for these radio tours.
Yeah, you want to definitely say that. Look, I got a joke. It's not working. What's wrong with this joke? I say the women in West Virginia are stupid.
Okay.
One girl, I fucked her in the ass, told her it was her pussy. What's not funny about that? And the idea being that she believed me, you know, and then I went ahead and fucked her in the ass. And she's like, are you sure?
Because you're saying this on regular radio. That's the problem.
No, I wasn't. Yeah, it just seems like the line goes dead. Not only did they not get a laugh, but then they won't take my calls.
Pat Dixon, I'm telling you, one of the funniest comedians I've ever seen.
Thank you.
His CD, like he said, Goodbye Forever Fatty, I believe is one of the top CDs of all time. I've said it and I'll still say it. It's in my top five CDs. Without even having to go down the list. I know that's absolutely true.
Jesus.
Even the title.
The title's hilarious. Probably one of the most hilarious covers I've seen. And I recommend getting the physical copy because my name's in it, hemmed in myself.
Right. It is. I made sure.
That's the real reason it's in the top. I only have 5 CDs that people put my names in, so you're in the top. But, you know, since you're buying that anyway, you know, listen to the actual material. It's funny.
And don't forget your copy of Joyce to the World, the other greatest CD title of all time, right up there with One Night Stand by Keith Alberstadt, where he's actually perched next to a fucking nightstand.
You have to, don't you, Pat?
He told me about that. I was like, you're kidding, right? I thought he was a joke. I laughed. I was like, no, really, what's that? He goes, no, that's it. That's the real title.
Well,
telling you, it's a good...
It's so funny to me when you and Carmen were on here last time. And you're picking on Jesse Joyce, of course. And you mention his CD, and you go, yeah, the title, Joyce to the World. And then Carmen laughs. And then we mentioned something about it again, like probably stupid, like, get it? His name's Joyce, and Joyce to the World, get it? And Carmen goes... Wait, you're serious?
Right.
That does set it all.
Joyce, and you get a nice picture of Jesse with a mic stand on his shoulders.
Because he's going all over the place. Like, I'm giving you Joyce.
Right, like Paul Newman with a fucking rifle or James Dean or some shit from Giant. He's so fucking cool.
It's a weird way to promote your CD. But...
Well, here's the thing.
Hey,
there's
you know
still some
than
people
me.
Out there who are not convinced that I am a lot funnier than Jesse. But I don't know. I don't understand it. But I said, you know, here's what's cleared up. Comics.
Oh, yeah.
They offered me, they said, look, Pat. And I said, yeah. And they said, we, you know, you're all over the city. You're fucking hilarious. We'd love to have you come into our club for a one night thing. And I said, yeah, okay. But here's the condition. I want to appear with Jesse Joyce. And we're just going to have it out once and for all. Boom, boom. You do 30. I do 30. And I don't care about the order. We'll flip a coin. And it's going to be March fucking 30th.
You know what I think you should add to that? This March 30th, Keith and I are coming to this show. It's at Comix, C-O-M-I-X. That's a comedy place in New York City. Great place, good food, all that stuff. It's a really good night out.
It's really classy.
Yeah, it's really cool. And they just redid their bar space. Really looks amazing.
I'm sorry. It's very classy. I convinced her asshole was a pussy. Welcome to the new Pat Dixon, everybody.
So Pat Dixon and Jesse Joyce are doing a night together March 30th.
March 30th.
There's only one show, right?
There's only one show.
Okay, and tickets are on sale right now.
Tickets are on sale
now. And they're
now.
Pretty cheap. I looked it up. It's a great fucking show. Here's what I think you should add to it at the end. Mm. A poll.
A poll? Absolutely there'll be a poll.
You hand out at the end. You put it out.
Oh,
on
like
the
a ballot, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, a ballot.
A referendum?
Sorry. Yes.
I'm for it.
And so it's already on the table. No, it's not already on the tables because people are biased coming in there, I think. At the end, somehow, this will work out.
It
I
needs
think
to go out at the end.
This.
You're right, at because we have people coming with their preconceived shit. I'm filling out
they
Jesse
do fill,
right now.
A lot of that
he's so nice yeah, and everything.
Exactly.
A lot of that happens on the on our show. We'll put the poll up, and then people will say... Now, it ends up, you know, you get the truth anyway because, you know, enough people are doing it legitimately. But people will fill out our polls not knowing what it's about and go... I have an inkling. I must make, you know what I mean? I must make my opinion. Another funny thing I see on the forums is a thread will have like, you know, so many pages of comments on it. And then somebody writes, I didn't read any of the comments, but I want to give my opinion. And of course, this opinion was made. I don't think a kid should be arrested for dueling on a desk. And, you know, a couple lines of that. And then that's it. It's like, you just had to say your shit. This isn't even a discussion. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to read what other people, you're like, I got it out.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't care what you write after. It's just funny. So yeah, my point is, yeah, save it to after, and then they'll be
make
like,
make a decision after you've seen the show.
Exactly.
Because it's about more than being likable. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Like, oh, we like him.
Oh my god,
he's so nice.
Would you be? And I don't think you're gonna go for this, but would you be up for who's funnier, who's nicer? So this way they can press their Jesse Joyce.
Well, that way everybody can win, right?
No, but
that's not the point of comedy. Comedy's supposed to make you...
And to me, comedy is not a competition. I'm just asking people to come and make their subjective choice. And I feel that a lot of people will subjectively...
Pick me.
Make the obvious choice.
Or they're fucking idiots. The choices are Pat Dixon or... I'm a fucking idiot.
Right. That should be the poll.
You know, should we do the poll today, Jesse or Pat? And that'll be like a... Like the pre-watching the show poll.
And we'll see if it changes.
And watch the results just go fucking topsy-turvy. Because I know it'll come out. 93 Jesse. <'Cause it's> like, I don't know why. I don't have anything to find out. And then once they see the live shit, completely, you know, well, I guess I was wrong. Eating crow.
Was it tough to ask you this? When you won the Keith and the Girl Award mm-hmm. for best stand-up, our 100 for 30 competitions.
Right.
And you won, but it was with Jesse Joyce. That kind of tainted it, like it's not really yours?
No, you know what? Because I don't hate Jesse like that. You know what I mean? Okay. We can sort of like combine on that. You know, and I know what it was. We all know.
Right. What do you know?
We all know. Come on.
All right. Well, I never gave you your award, by the way.
Oh, wow. There's an award.
This is the second annual CACA Award, 100 for 30.
Wow.
Pat Dixon and Jesse Joyce.
Wow, that's great.
It's a mug. In case you relapse.
Yeah. I intend to, just because of this.
And just
if
so
I do, it will be out of this.
Just so you know. We'll put a picture of that up, just so you know. That's the big mug you have. And, of course, Jesse gets one, too. His is a pint glass.
Look at that shit.
Does that cheer you up?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's the way it ought to be. I get the handle.
I thought it would.
Why are we explaining these awards randomly?
What do you mean?
This guy sent it, and he sent it to you specifically and Jesse. And
really?
And he just wanted, and he specifically wrote your name first because he thought you would get a kick out of your name first.
I thought it was just alphabetical.
No one can ever win.
That's great. Wow. Who did this?
Seth, a guy named Seth, who also does our KTG pipes.
Those are cool pipes.
Yeah, they're amazing. And
you want to smoke when you look at that.
Absolutely.
You want to take it up as a habit.
Yeah, so we're using them as part of our bingo prizes. The next bingo game is March 14th in New York City at the Lolita Bar. You could find that stuff at keithandthegirl.com/events.
Mm, I'll be there, too.
I'd like to play bingo.
Come on down.
I think
it's
I will.
Free to get in. Free.
Free?
Yeah. And they have great drink specials. Not that you care, but $3. Yeah.
Bring your mug.
Don't think about, you know.
They fill that up for free. Don't tell them I said, but just insist.
Right.
All right, go to Pat Dixon's website. Find out where he's playing. I recommend you see it. It's youaretheenemy.com. Very inviting website.
Yes.
Youaretheenemy.com.
Also, because of your constant criticism, accessible through comedianpatdixon.com.
Good. It's more friendly.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was also thinking of buying youreabigfatdickhead.org. That was taken by porn. Thank you very much, buddy. It's good seeing you again.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. How about that? Done.
KeithandTheGirl.com.